Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Badax, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware. With plenty of yard work, hiking, and other outdoor activities still underway, experts are reminding Michigan residents to watch for poison ivy. The plant contains an oil that can trigger an allergic reaction. The American Skin Association estimates about 85% of people are allergic to poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac, with as many as 50 million Americans affected by poison ivy each year. Exposure can happen during routine activities such as pulling weeds, walking a dog, or spending time in a park. The irritating plant oil can also remain on clothing, pets, gardening equipment, and other objects that have touched the plant. Health experts recommend washing exposed skin and contaminated items as soon as possible after contact. Calamine lotion or hydrocortisone cream can help relieve itching, and a poison ivy rash can take 1 to 3 weeks to completely clear. The rash itself is not contagious and cannot be passed from one person to another. However, medical attention is recommended when a reaction involves the face or becomes severe. And Michigan drivers can expect increased enforcement on the roads heading into the Labor Day holiday. Michigan State Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking part in the statewide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign through September 7th. The effort is aimed at reducing crashes involving drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. State data shows Michigan recorded 1,002 fatal crashes in 2025, with more than 44% involving alcohol or drug impairment. Officials say impairment-related driving deaths declined between 2024 and 2025. The Labor Day period remains a particular concern. From 2001 through 2023, 46 fatal crashes were reported in Michigan over Labor Day weekends. Nearly 4 in 10 involved alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning is reminding anyone who plans to drink alcohol or use other impairing substances to arrange for a sober ride rather than getting behind the wheel. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Lapeer Police Department arrested a suspect on Tuesday, August 18th, for the reported stabbing that happened on August 14th in Rowan Park. Law enforcement officers arrested the stabbing victim, Devin Bruce Dix, 23, of Davison, who falsely claimed someone stabbed him in the park. Dix had actually injured himself while committing a robbery at a nearby store. Dix brought two children with him to the Walmart store in Lapeer. According to reports, he stole a box cutter to cut the straps on a gaming computer. While cutting the straps, the box cutter slipped, causing Dix to puncture his stomach and cut his hand. He had the children sit on top of the computer as he was stealing as he wheeled out of the store. He then went to a restaurant in Lapeer to call for help. A Lapeer sheriff's deputy and ambulance responded. Dix was treated for his injuries, which he claimed were the result of an altercation in the park. He used that as an excuse for his injuries, which were caused while he was cutting a strap to steal a computer, and he used the children to hide the stolen computer. Because of some other incidents that happened previously, several cameras were set up around the park. None of those cameras showed Dix being assaulted. During the investigation, the police found the stolen computer in the trunk of his car. Dix is charged with one count of filing a false police report, one count of retail fraud, and two counts of fourth-degree child abuse, which are each a felony. His bond is set at $5,000 cash surety. Dix is due back in court at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 31st, for probable cause hearing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware.